Blog Talk Radio. بسم الله بسم الله بسم الله in the name of Allah الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. And what I translated is meaning, of course, I said in the name of Allah, because we do everything, we should do everything, we should strive in everything for only the sake of God, for only the sake of Allah. And we are, you know, here tonight to enjoy only by His, you know, decree and His sustenance and provision for us, right? And, of course, we give Him all praise and thanks, you know, which belongs to Him. And may the praise and salutations be upon the messenger, Messenger Muhammad, and to proceed. I'm very grateful to be here tonight. I'm very, very grateful to be here tonight. And it's so much going on in the world, you know, right, with people today that I like to talk about, you know, something I want to distinctly talk about, which I think is not really taken a lot of notice out before we go in and get a chance to meet our guest tonight. And that's going to be a brother named Khalid Karim. You know, and I met this brother, and he's a beautiful brother. And I can't wait for you to meet him. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you something. And I spoke on this earlier in a motivation video earlier. Black people around the world, that's who I'm talking to. African-American people of all nationalities, that's who I'm talking to. African people of all nationalities, that's who I'm speaking to. Okay? Right now, listen, stop with this disclaiming yourself. You know, if you're black, don't matter if you're Jamaican, Haitian, Colombian, Cuban, Puerto Rican, Dominican, you know, you black, Grenadian, whatever. If your skin color is brown, you black. And even if your skin color is of some shade of lightness, you're black. You understand? And so I'm speaking to the people. Okay? And we should understand, because we all know that all creation came from Adam and Eve, right? Alhamdulillah. So we ain't going to go into the sciences of that, because that's a whole nother show. You know what I mean? But, yo, I just want everybody to understand that we are resilient people, man. We are resilient people, man. And, you know, it's wonderful to see, you know, black people striving in the world today in the beautiful way that they are. A lot of it is never talked about. It's never talked about how, you know, black people are in the world making beautiful strides, making achieving great bounds, and just doing wonderful things with their lives. You know, and of course, the amazing, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. You know, the amazing thing about it is Allah has really graced black people in America especially, and around the world, because black people throughout the world, you know, as I said, I'm talking to black people all over the place. You know, Ethiopia, Jamaica, Grenada, Puerto Rico, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to all my people, Cubans, Colombians, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to all my people, you understand? I'm speaking to all my people, you know, Yemenis, Kenyans. I'm speaking to all our people, because we need to understand, like, these things that are plotted in our subconscious to divert us from the unity and understanding of who we are is something that we really have to be cautious of. But the resiliency of our people is amazing. Uh-huh. Miss Sandra Boone, I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Thank you for joining us tonight. But it's amazing the things that we have strived through. And the resilience that I find that what we don't realize is that resilience comes from that reminder of pleasantry that took place in your life sometime that gives you that strength, that motivation to fight and hold on, to keep moving. But one of the things that I've noticed lately, I've noticed a lot of people who have been on Facebook, a lot of black people, sisters, you know, suffering with cancer. My personally, my wife's, you know, dealing with dialysis. People dealing, you know, brothers dealing with cancer, fighting cancer. And these people, man, like if you listen to their stories with the, you know, with them getting the chemo and all of that they have to go through, like, yo, mad shout out to these people, you know, mad shout out of love. And we just pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, man. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that God, the most glorified and the one who's free of all imperfection, guides them on the straight path, you know, because it's real. And these people, like, you know, they are the ones who touch me the most. It's one brother that I recently found out. I didn't even know, like, this brother was suffering and was dealing with, you know, some battle in which he and his family discussed, and he revealed it the other day. His name is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Name is Sirat al-Mustaqim. And I want to just say, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you, brother. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in strength to able yourself to, you know, become healthy. And may he heal you. And may with a cure. And we definitely want you to know that our duas, and I respect you highly, man, for your struggle. When I read your story, and his name is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Y'all need to, you know, he posted something not too long ago the other day, and it was it touched me, man. And I appreciate you, brother, for you know, your courage, man. Like, you know, I really appreciate you. And it's a young lady. I can't seem to find her name up here. My mind is like blanked out. But she's always up here. And inshallah, I can find her in the section. I normally find her in your stories. Man, she's fighting. I kind of remember. She's from out of Passaic, New Jersey. I always, you know, take time to shout out to this sister whenever I see her up here. It's unusual that she ain't up here today. I can't find her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the shaitan blocking my thoughts, and I can't get up here right now. But these people, man, I'm going to find her, y'all. These people, man, are the people that, you know, tonight, I just want to say, man, you know, thank you all for the encouragement to know that even though I see, you know, struggles in my life, when you bring me to note about your struggles, man, like, I just feel like, yo, I need to shut up, stop complaining, you know what I mean? Alhamdulillah, I need to, you know, be grateful to Allah for my struggle, you know, and loving my struggle like you love yours, you know. And I just want to, you know, say to people who are out there fighting these diseases, you know what I'm saying, like, you are truly amazing people. Alhamdulillah. Murder the Rebel, y'all. Murder the Rebel up here joining us tonight on the show. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, y'all got to check. Hey, y'all have to listen to that sound. Y'all please go on YouTube and pull up Murder the Rebel. You know what I'm saying? And check out his, you know, his sound is amazing. I'm telling you, you know, most you hip-hop heads, you're going to feel this young man. You know, I'm trusting him. And I'm not just telling you, yeah, because, you know, my son, just telling you, this dude is amazing. He's really got a style that I love, and I think you all will enjoy it. Y'all got to check out. Remember, go on YouTube and check out Murda. That's M-U-R-D-A, Murda Rebel. M-U-R-D-A, M-U-R-D-A-A or D-A Rebel, R-E-B-E-L, you know, amazing, beautiful. So look out for him too, because he's going to be blowing up the scene real soon. He's going to be blowing it up. And You know, y'all gonna be hearing them real soon, inshallah. You know, I support my family and everything that they do. You know what I'm saying? My kids, you know, I support them in everything that they do, especially the things that, even though, you know, it's not always things that I feel are positive in the sense of, you know, the culture, the trend of what, you know, they believe, you know, I support them in striving to be successful people. Now, the one thing I try to exemplify to them is that they have to put Allah first, because then when they put Allah first, whatever things need to be rectified, they rectify them if they put Allah first. You know, not because I'm telling them, you know, they'll seek that supreme guidance. You know, that guidance that is beyond you and me, and they'll gravitate to, you know, that which is real. So, you know, just always show your children love, man. And if you, you know, if you really respect them, just, you know, as you should, be patient with what their decisions are in life. Be patient and offer them love. Offer them love. Offer them support like you wanted it. Because you ain't make all the right decisions either when you was a youth. You know what I'm saying? So that wisdom you had to attain. So let's keep that in mind, yo. And I wanna just big up everybody too, man, all the brothers out there who are being good fathers, you know, who are taking care of their children, going to work every night. You know, these black men that they say, you know, are failing their families. Nah, you know what I'm saying? I disagree with that totally, and I'm sure many of you will. And I'm not saying that we don't have black men that fall short. Like, we have there's all nationalities of men that fall short. Huh? All nationalities of men. But my concern is the black man and the black family right now in America. Let me just say this and be clear. I am not pro-black. I'm pro-humanity, because all of humanity came from who? Adam and Eve. And if Adam was of mud and clay, then surely, I'm sure he has some color tone to him. Inshallah. Yo, so, hey, listen, man. Let's, you know, I love my brothers in faith. All my brothers, you know, it's real. But we're going to have a beautiful show tonight. And I'm grateful that you all are tuning in. This show tonight is particularly about a young man that I met. And I met him through his wife, who contacted me and asked me, you know, how do I vet people to come on to my show? And I was like, wow, you know, Miss Sandra Bone Wilson, she hit me up one day on my way to work. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And this sister hit me up, you know, DM me. You know, she DM me. She was like, look, brother, I got somebody that I believe would be wonderful on your show, and I need to hire her. Hey, Jay Sean, we need to hire her to come on in as one of the producers. Because she definitely picked up, you know, and brought us a guest that is truly genuine, authentic, and truly a brother, distinguished. And I'm honored to be even talking to him, you know, because, you know, I'm honored to really talk to the many, many men that I've walked with, you know, in decision. And I'm very, you know, direct about that. Like, I'm not shy about my walk in decision, because in the prison system, because one of the things that I try, you know, everybody, people make mistakes. And I know what happens when people find out later on down the line about you. Some, you know, I like what my man Slim Shady said in the movie 8 Mile. We know he believes battling dude, right? He said everything about himself that was true, so that now dude had no ammunition to come at him, right? But, you know, we cover those things that, you know, we should say, but it's nothing wrong with letting people know that you went through an experience that, you know, made you relevant today. You understand what I'm saying? Because we are relevant. We are true seekers. We are here. We are true survivors. We're men who are true survivors. Yeah, because we told them we were going to do it, and they said we wasn't. You know how many times when I was in the prison, listen to me. You know how many times I had a CO, literally, like, I've had COs tell me, yo, that dude there, he ain't going to make it. Yeah, they got too much time. You ain't going to make it. I had men, COs tell me this. You know, you're not going to make it, Hansford. You know, you ain't going back out there. You know, and it's so intense. That's what I want to say. It's intense. The joy that you feel is so intense because you know that you came away through something that, man, was a travel. And it wasn't an easy travel, but from it came a better man, a better being, a better, you know, person. And that's what it is. So once again, that resiliency, that's what we're talking about. So I wasn't able to find the young lady name, man, but I can't wait because when I know I'm going to see her and I'm going to mention her that I apologize because I couldn't remember her name, but we have to remember these people, man. And if y'all see these people, you know, anybody that's suffering, any these sisters or brothers suffering, man, from cancer and illnesses of any sort, you know, reach out to them, man, and give them some support. Give them some support. Give them some words of upliftment, because these are our people. These are our family. This is our community. Yo, that's what it's all about. Okay, I'm waiting now. We should have a young man calling in a few minutes, so we're going to go ahead and get ourselves prepared and do our thing. But there's so much, you know, I'm still trying to find the sister's name. I definitely want to shout her out, you know, because that struggle, I want her to know she's not alone, you know. Khalid Karim, baby, we coming. Yeah, y'all ready for this, you know. This might be a little too hard for you, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. If you can't handle that direct talk, this might be a little too hard for y'all. I'm telling you. Word, I'm telling you. Because that's the only way you, listen, man. If you got to come any other way, then you ain't coming right. Like, if you can't be direct in what you're talking about and what you're talking to people about, ain't no need in coming. You know what I'm saying? You might as well just stay where you at, right? Ain't no need in coming, man. So, yo, this is the real, y'all. And this is what we can make come with, that real, that straight talk. You know, I'm so proud of a lot of people doing things out there, man. Yo, one love to my man, Beta, man. Beta. Alhamdulillah, Beta is doing his thing, man. Beta Bayou, Alhamdulillah. Ah, see ya. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us tonight. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. You know, I see we starting to get them the viewers. You know, I hope y'all enjoying the view. You know, I like it, makes me more, you know, it makes it more comfortable for me to talk to you like this. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting the behind-the-scenes situation as to why I'd use the route, you know what I'm saying? And I like to have the camera on, you know, the video on. My Tina was up there joking with me today, talking about I like to be seen. It ain't about being seen. It's really not about being seen. It's about, you know, trying to get a message across, because I feel that this is what's missing in our community, you know, and I'm just doing my part. You know, I know there's many other brothers doing what I'm doing. Let me just keep you, first of all, you know, there's many different brothers out there doing what I'm doing. So I'm not saying that I'm the only one out here doing this, because I'm not. There are many podcasts, and there are even some there are podcasts that are free. But I like working with my family. You know what I'm saying? I like supporting my family. You know, and Jay Sean, he gave me my second interview. My first interview was by my cousin, King Henry. And I love you, King. Peace. I love you, family. You know, that's some hands for us, man. We always holding each other down, right? If y'all are hands for me, y'all should be up here bigging me up tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we love, you know, hey, you know, and my cousin put me on, but Jay Sean, who we grew up together, me and Jay Sean is like, real talk, like, we neighborhood brothers, you know what I'm saying? We street brothers. We grew up in the hood, you know what I'm saying, 17th Ave. Kathy, you know about 17th Ave, right? So, you know, we grew up, yeah, I see you know about 17th Ave, too. Yeah, you know, we grew up out there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we looked out for one another. We were young men, and we aided one another in becoming strong men. You know what I mean? So we should be getting our guest coming up in a few minutes. I still can't seem to find this sister number, man. Name, man. Ain't that something? You know, because normally she be up here, you know, and she be letting us know, you know, she putting it down on her fight. And what is her name? Man, it's got me upset, man. So wrong. Because I want to remember it. You know? Yeah, man. So, tonight, I really want y'all to hit the phone and ask some questions because this is a beautiful conversation we're about to have, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy, you know, the topics being brought to light, you know? So, the brother should be calling in any minute, you know? He should be coming in any minute, Mr. Khalid Karim. Meanwhile, in between time, I'm trying to find the sister's name, but I can't find it. But we'll come across it. But so, there has to be some things that we need to really also attack in the community with the injustice of, you know, the type of things that we're doing to one another in the community. You know, all the hardships that we're doing to one another as a community, we got to tighten up and we got to get that together. You know, some of the crime and things that's going on in our community is so unnecessary. It's so unnecessary. So, we want to tighten that up and strive to get, you know, things in order, you know, because people should not be insecure about their, you know, living in their community. They should not be insecure or feel unsafe, you know, about their kids going to school, striving to grow up in the neighborhood. We should not, you know, we should definitely be removing these things from our community. All right. I don't know. If Khalid, if you can hear me, I need you to call in on your number 2275. Okay? I need you to call in on your number, brother. And I don't know what's going on. We ain't got Khalid on the phone. So, let me see if, how many of y'all have been out there doing a little charity work? Yeah? How many people are out there taking the time to get into a little charity work and striving to help in the community? If you have, reach back and share with us, okay? Reach back and share with us and let us know what's going on, you know? Because we need to know about that. We need to know about that and where you're doing it at so that we can support you in that and help you through whatever it is that you're trying to go. Yeah, let me see if we can get the guests on real quick. Okay. Hold on, everyone. That's him calling in us right now. Assalamu alaikum. Hold on 1 second, everyone. We just got him on the phone. Jay Sean, can you come in, producer? Jay Sean. Let's see what's going on here. Hello? Jay Sean, what is going on here? Oh, wow. Hello, are y'all there with me? Okay, we're going to have to try this again.
I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, as you, I wanna see you. Sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Okay, okay, okay. Alhamdulillah. I deeply apologize, everyone, for the technical difficulties. Those who are not on Facebook, you wouldn't know what we were going through, but I appreciate everyone staying on the line. I hope some people, if you left us, that you dial back in. Are you there, Khalid?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Wa alaykum salam. Yeah, I'm so sorry on this end, man. I literally was headed home, and they called me to work because one of the apartments have a leak in it. So I asked that you if I sound distracted, I'm a building engineer, and so they called me to work, so I just got here, but I'm going to try to, you know, answer what I can, and, you know, if they ever mute me, and, you know, I'll listen as much as I can.
Well, I can definitely identify with that, because I've been on call myself. Me and you, by the grace of Allah, we both have identical jobs. I'm a maintenance tech myself, so I definitely got to identify, you know what I'm saying? Look, man, it's a pleasure to have you here, brother. Brother Khalid Karim, y'all, is joining us, even though he's caught up in an emergency situation right now. And you're from D.C., right, brother?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in D.C., southeast. I stayed up northwest, and I've stayed in a few other places intermittently. Stayed out in Maryland for a moment. About a year, stayed out of the St. Croix, the Virgin Islands for about a year. But yes, sir, my home is Washington.
That's one thing we both out of town and out of state people, but we've made Virginia our home. We've experienced some things together in Virginia, and you know, that also what unites us. First of all, man, you know, I came upon meeting you by your wife. Miss Sandra Bone Wilson, right? And I was just saying with the audience, people don't know, like, can you tell us more about, like, what you, because this woman, man, she reached out to me, and she reached out to me, bro. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, bro. Like 5 o'clock in the morning, she reached out to me because she knew I was on Facebook Live. She reached out to me, And she was like, you got to have this guy on your show. So, you know, what? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Why do people, you know, distinguishedly consider you to be a person that really can give some input in a positive way to what's going on with our people and our brothers and returning citizens and things of that nature?
Well, first, I'm definitely humbled, you know, I mean, honestly, by anyone who feels that, you know, I'm worth listening to or worth, you know, paying attention to. You know, the Sandra, you know, we go back, you know, roughly a year, you know, we're in a relationship. Sister has a heart of gold. And so, you know, anybody that knows her knows that, you know, if she can help people reach, you know, a goal, then that's
absolutely
what she does. Her own company is called Black Connection. So that's what she does. You know, people that she cares for and even strangers, she wants to see us do and be better and accomplish, you know, our goals and desires.
Right.
Myself, you know, born and raised in D.C., born in the Nation of Islam, you know, but life was a bit rough. You know, father, mother got divorced when I was 2 or 3. He remarried. After that, it was kind of a lot of turmoil. You know, like I say, we went to St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. He was running
right
from a marijuana charge in Deep Maryland. And when we came back, it seemed like half of my, you know, immediate family was on crack or selling it. You know, and I was there
right,
with
right,
rest
right.
of my mother. And,
right.
you know, I eventually got into the streets, you know, little petty things at first, drug dealing and so forth, fighting and so forth. And landed in juvie a few times, and then ultimately, you know, caught a more serious charge and wound up in prison
mm-hmm.
with a life sentence, and did 25 years of that. But during that time, I forced myself to evolve and grow. I started off the first
right.
2 years, you know, playing cards,
uh-huh.
talking about the streets, talking about, you know, what I should have, what I could have, should have, and would have done, you know. But after a while, I think when my first niece was born, I just was forced to sit down and just, you know, feel bad that I wasn't there. You know, I'm a family man. I have a few siblings, you know, so I always want to
right,
be
right.
you know, there for them. So,
so you,
you know, I just forced
so you
myself
felt
to
that,
study.
So you felt that helplessness of not being the man that you knew you were created to be. So you felt
absolutely.
I think
absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised by my father. You know, and though he wasn't perfect, I was primarily raised by him, you know, so you know,
right,
he,
right.
taught, he taught us a lot of qualities regarding manhood, and one was,
that's right.
you know, protect the ones you love, be there for the ones you love, you know, see an old lady with groceries, help her out, you know, if you
that's
see
right.
someone
that's right. that's
needing
right.
a helping hand,
yeah.
you know, do that,
yeah.
Don't be lazy, don't
that's
lay
right.
in the house, so, you know, those stuck with me along the way. I had a minor construction job when I was, you know, out. I worked some summer league jobs, Berry and Berry program. So I was never lazy and always
right,
wanted
right,
to be
right.
there for family, you know. So I felt that
right.
upon, you know, the birth of my first niece, let alone a few other
okay.
family situations, you know. So I definitely felt
okay.
that absence, my own and theirs, you know. So I just said
right.
I can't play during this time. I have to get home as soon as I can, you know, and in a better position,
so,
a better state of mind.
So how did you get released after 25 years? What was your, you know, did you get out on parole? How did you come about getting released as a returning citizen?
Yes, sir. That's actually how I was released after being turned down 12 times. I was released
12 times.
On parole.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
12 times. And are you still at this present moment? Are you? Do they have you under any type of supervision at this moment?
No, sir. I was actually blessed, you know, if you will, among a handful of others to be released from that paperwork. So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
You know,
all praise
Alhamdulillah.
All praise Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I, you know, hearing a lot about you, man, as it was impressed upon me, you know, when I've met you, I really was impressed in your character. You know, can you tell me, like, I'm just hearing you talk about how important it was that, you know, your father raised you with certain etiquettes and mannerisms. How do you think, like, how important was it to you now, as you said, you sat still to reflect and ponder, how important was it for you now to be in this representation as you walk down in the free society as a returning citizen? How important is it to you that you reflect that energy, the positivity?
Well, being a hypocrite, you know, just in terms of not being someone you say you are, has never been something I like to do. You know what I mean? I didn't like to.
Right. That's right.
So that's, you know, where I'm from. If you're from a certain neighborhood, that's where you're from. You don't buy about, you know, where
that's
you're from.
Right.
You know, if you only had $30 in your pocket, you don't say you had $3,000. So, you know,
that's right.
I still carry myself like that. You know, I don't, not a perfect person. You know, I make mistakes like the angry guy, I'm frustrated, et cetera. But you know, I strove most of my time to be something other than what we were, you know, what we were called. And so because of that,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
I have to live. I can't come out here to say, well, that was just me in there. You know, I have to come out and feel that the same opportunity that I gave the streets, that I gave the life out there that got
come
me,
on,
you know,
that's
so much. So I have to give
word.
The same energy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Much, much more.
Uh-huh. Alhamdulillah. And I definitely see that, bro. So, now when you came home, I see you authored a book. I was just thinking, like, did you write this while you was incarcerated? What, like, how did the book come about? And can you tell us a little bit about the book? And why the title?
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking.
Well, it's a book of poems. It's a book of poetry. And I've always liked poems. I think when I was in juvie at one time,
right.
I used to write, you know, because I grew up liking rap like everyone else for the most part. But I wasn't going to be on stage, so poetry was, to me, the next best thing.
You wasn't going to do your Run DMC thing?
No, I couldn't get on stage. They might have booed me off. So I said, let me write down lyrics, you know, and try it then, you know. That's what I started doing, but I didn't stick to it. As I said, I was in juvie, so I only wrote a couple of them, lost them. When I failed this time, I sat down, you know, and I just enjoyed writing. Things around me drew my attention, and I started writing more. And I sent my material to a family friend, and you know, they, you know, in their travels, they misplaced it, lost it, you know, and that's all good. And after a while, I just started keeping my own ledger, and I just started writing. And a friend of mine, she said she would help me some years back. And so coming home, we put it together. And, you know, this was the product. I was just thinking, and that's all it is when I'm doing poetry. I'm honestly just thinking, you know, so I'm not playing on the words.
Absolutely.
It's just the truth of what
that's
I'm doing.
Right.
When I'm putting, you know, pen to paper, I'm pondering things.
Wow.
And I'm trying
that's
to
right.
write it in a manner that will touch and reach people, you know, sometimes uniquely, sometimes blatantly,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And as being, you know, as being an author, I identify with that, man. Like, for real, you know, myself authoring my own book, you know, it really allowed me the really, I was actually relieved. It was a way of relief for me, a good measure of me to measure myself by, to determine my growth. You know what I'm saying? And I contemplated a lot on you know, my content, you know, and I definitely can identify with that. So now, are you working on any other books to follow this one?
Yes, sir. Actually, my cousin Shanette, who's one of my biggest supporters, and Sandra, of course. They have both been instrumental in helping me with this latest work, it should be out in January. I'm refining it now, but
it's wonderful, bro.
Second book of poetry called Steer Thinking. In it I have, you know, roughly 60 new poems, 2 short stories, and hopefully a couple of photographs to accompany some of the poetry. So, yes, sir,
right.
January, God willing, that will be out
Inshallah.
And available.
Okay, that's wonderful, bro. So now, look, you're a man of many, many, many hats like myself. Now, this is nonprofit, lessons learned. What breathed this nonprofit from you? Like, how did you, what breathed this machine, man? Because you, bro, listen. I look at you. It's like we're a reflection of one another, And I really like that. Real talk. Like I'm learning so much about you right now, and it's like we're a reflection of one another. And you're really in giving me a lot of inspiration to keep doing what I'm doing. So, lessons learned. What's really the story with lessons learned? Your nonprofit.
My cousin, one of my cousins, Anwar, and my brother, Tafi, when I came home, we always sat around and talked. They asked a lot of questions, but they paid attention to the social media world.
Right.
And both encouraged me to, do a website, a YouTube page, which I have. Both encouraged it.
Okay.
And, when my cousin asked me, what would you name it? I said, lessons I've learned, he said, okay.
Right, he said,
well, you got to make it yours, So I thought about it. I said, okay, lessons learned by Khalid, that literally that's what it just is. It's what lessons I have learned from either living experiences or watching others in their experiences.
Right.
A friend of mine, he's fond of saying, you don't have to do what someone does or make the same mistake that someone does in order to learn from them, which is true. I don't have to see you
absolutely
burn to know that fire is hot, So
That's right.
So I started a YouTube channel, which is Lessons Learned by Khalid Kareem 75. And I just started talking about, my experiences. I started talking about the inside, real life stories, no gimmicks, no flash, no flair, just honest, raw truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, I started incorporating, just life lessons, lessons on humility,
right.
lessons on maturity. I spoke on the transition from the inside to this,
right.
to being home. And, so I speak on many things. I speak on, women, how they have been not only the backbones, as we often hear
uh-huh,
and say,
uh-huh.
but the head as well of families and of our culture for so many and yet too many years, because we as men have, faltered and failed in many ways, saying whether by design
right.
or, other reasons. The reality is they have been the spine and the head. So, I have a couple of videos shouting them out, giving them the respect and props that they deserve. So that's what it is. And it's not just about my YouTube page. I also started going over a neighborhood called Potomac Gardens with the invitation
right.
of a brother, Frank Muhammad, and a brother named Kareem Muhammad, who run an organization called Brothers Huddle over there.
Okay.
I was blessed to meet Miss Danielle Turner and Sister Courtney Neal, who was a mother of a few of the kids over there. And so as I went over there for the last roughly two years, I spent a lot of time
right.
with the kids, mentoring, helping cook, cleaning up the neighborhood, taking them on trips, accompanying them on trips.
Right, right.
And so that's,
right.
That's one of my aims and my desires. I've spoken at a juvenile facility, Landmark, before. I'm going to do it again soon. I have a Zoom meeting with, the youngers in detention. A mentor, a few of the youngers out here work with the boxing for only a moment. But that's what lessons learned is all about, and my humble desire it is to reach out and just continue to teach.
How long have you been home, brother? That you've been
Roughly 3 years.
Okay. So in 3 years this has been the activeness of your work in the community is more or less you've been doing a lot of outreach work with the youth and the penitent and the juvenile system and things of that nature.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I'm, you know, I haven't stopped. I've been asked to speak, you know, in a D.C. Juvenile facility in January. Like I said, I'm going back to Landmark, inshallah, God willing, in the end of December. I have a few other engagements lined up, other podcasts, including yourself, have honored me with the blessing of your platform. So, you know, I'm always, and then I try to attend. I help, you know, feed the homeless a few weeks back with the help of my cousin Shawnette and sister Courtney Mills. And, you know, I'm always looking for. And in January, you know, Sandra and myself, along with a friend of mine's mom, a deceased friend of mine's mom, would be feeding the homeless and handing out clothes in Richmond, inshallah, in January. So I'm always looking for opportunities to give back because I know I owe. I honestly know that I owe.
Well,
so I'm going to keep
I definitely feel you on that. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say you owe, but, you know, because I believe you paid that debt. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely could say that,
It's a different perspective. My cousin is all, one of my cousins told me, you know, I don't owe, but I'm, the reason I say that I do is when I remove myself, not just the people I've harmed, you know, those I've gotten away with selling drugs, fighting, et cetera, a lot of things, you know, that, you know, we just can't talk about. So getting away with
that,
can't rectify or repair those things. What I served
was time,
you know, for a charge that, you know, I committed, et cetera, et cetera. So I served that. I did not pay back. Only Allah knows when I will pay back, you know, what I owe. However, in my heart, I am comfortable with saying I owe because when I removed myself from my family, I wasn't there to help with groceries, to help with bills, to help with laughter, to help with joy.
Yes,
and, you know, everything is by decree, but we have a say in our, you know, our walk. And so I don't mind using the fuel and the feelings regarding, you know, my own, you know, to keep me motivated.
Go ahead and finish your sentence, bro.
Now I was going to say I need to break momentarily as I am in the hallway, but I have to check this apartment real quick. So if I'll put you all on mute and you know, give me 5 minutes. If not, if that, you know, maybe 3.
Okay. Well, you know, go ahead. If you this is what we do. I really want this show to, I really want people to know and feel you. Why don't you go ahead and do what you got to do, and then I'll return, and then we'll return and try to go, because I don't want to disturb you from what you're doing. I know this is an emergency situation we're pouring into, so we'll try to touch on some notes and let you get to what you need to do when you come back, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to put you all on mute. And like I said, all I need is about 2 or 3 minutes. I apologize to the listeners,
you have a responsibility and obligation to your work, brother. You got family to see. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Handle your business, and we'll just discuss something that you brought out, that we brought out this morning, and we've been bringing out for the past week, and that's, you know, the treatment of our women. You know, we'll discuss that right now. And the thing that I loved the most was what Khalid was just referring to and refreshing us with something that we've been talking about lately because, you know, our mothers and our sisters and our wives, you know, and our family members of women, they have had to take the head and the tail of leading the family. You know what I'm saying? And this is something I just recently have been really speaking about. I just spoke about it last night. I've been speaking about it all week. You know, we don't attribute enough to what our women have sacrificed. And that's one of the things that I took from being incarcerated from my mom was that I learned that I had to sacrifice. And as a man, there's nothing that I would give to be, you know, in a place to where I can provide, protect, and maintain my family. So, you know, I learned that I had to sacrifice my lower desires, you know, that lower self of me, to in order for me to be made to be with those who I sincerely love, no matter what the cost. You know what I'm saying? Because they are, you know, they're in need of my leadership. They're in need of my strength. They're in need of my, you know, my courage, my justice. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that we lack a lot of time as men. We don't realize that, you know, by any means necessary, we should be striving to remain home and in our homes to where we can be of aid and benefit to the people we love. And that's what I love that Khalil brought that out, that Khalid brought that out, excuse me. And another thing, like, I'm really amazed that me and his brother, we have so much in common. Like, our paths, his pattern and my pattern are kind of, you know, similar, you know. And we both enjoy, you know, similar activities, you know, in the work that we're doing. And but when he returns, I'm going to talk to him real quickly about the returning citizens event that he's having on February the 5th, as well as another event that he's having that he's put together for a magazine that is going to be produced and placed into decision in the prisons. And so then we're going to try to, hopefully he'll come back and join us, and we can close out with getting some, you know, clarity from him on this. And we know, you know, because the brother is tied up. I don't want to, you know, he's dealing with an emergency situation. And one thing I know about being a maintenance man, a maintenance tech, is that when those calls come, you got to do what you, you know. And I've been in that position. So, yeah, and I've called you guys, actually, while I was, you know, on the way back from work. I had to, you know, we did a podcast like this. You know, this has been one of them nights, right? We've been tested, right? Technology and then, you know, life in general. You know, we have other obligations and responsibilities that we have to adhere to, you know, and we can't just abandon them because we have people that are looking for us to hold them down and dependent upon us. So, you know, I'm definitely in support of the brother. You know, I don't want him to feel like he's, you know, in any way, falling short on the podcast, you know, because we can always do the podcast again, you know what I mean? But we don't want that brother jeopardizing what he attains to provide for his family. And may Allah, you know, guide him upon the correctness of his path, you know, and for him being the man that he is, going out there working and holding down a steady job to provide and maintain and shelter his family. And I hope that some of us who are listening are maybe taking that as, you know, an example. Right. This has been a tricky show tonight. This has been a tricky show, and it's been one that, you know, we've ran into some complications. But Allah is Akbar. Allah is the greatest. God is the greatest. We're here. We're holding it down, and we're standing strong.
Yes, sir.
But look, okay, there you go. Well, I'm gonna be short. We're short-winded with you right now, so you can.
Yes,
I don't want you, you know. But listen, can you tell us real quick about your upcoming returning citizens event that you're having February the 5th?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, we have a couple of things coming out. We have a magazine coming out.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I was going to get to that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go ahead. You can go ahead and focus. Because that's the. I just told the people we have a lot.
Yes, sir. We got a lot of comment, but yeah. Yes, sir. The event, man. When I was inside, one of the things myself and another brother, Willie X Brown, and a few other brothers, we used to like opening the door with functions to our, you know, organization and nation. We used to open the door. I attended everything. I attended Orthodox Muslim class. I attended, you know, Church Moore Science Temple. I attended because I enjoyed getting knowledge from wherever I could, you know, seeking knowledge from the cradle to the grave. With that said, so many of us are out. So many returning citizens are out. Man, and doing wonderful things. I mean, yourself and Arthur out giving back to the community.
Thank
I see you.
You.
We've spoken, the podcast, and so much more. You know, so I reached out to you when you reached out to me and asked would you be there. We had people like Brother Willie that's around there 35 years, and he's home and been home. He has a clothing label. He's in the community, you know what I'm saying, working with the people. Another brother named Shia, he's going to be there. He has a clothing label, Parvenu.
I know Shia.
He's been working, you know what I'm saying, since he's been home nonstop. He's married. He's serious about his relationship. He's serious about his craft, which is his own clothing label. He's going to be there. He's going to, you know, feature a few of his articles of clothing. Another young brother named Little E.
That's right. I know Little E.
He has his own clothing label. Bully. B-U-L-L-I. Be unique and live life intelligently. He did some time. Right. He's been out. He's been working. His clothes are on sale. They're in stores, you know, and he also has used his bully, which is an anti-bully campaign, to go and help and talk to the youth in the community in schools. And so he's working on a few things with Sandra as well. So his event is going to feature not only returning citizens who have and are doing great work in the community, great work. We're also going to honor, you know, a sister named Miss K, Miss Lily Branch Kennedy, who has been known for the last 20-plus years to be an advocate, you know, when her own son, you know, would fail. And, you know, he's home, and yet she's still at it. She's still at it at every rally she can attend, participating in every, you know, saying, opportunity to help speak about, you know, the injustices and the need for reform. So we're going to showcase her. We're going to allow her to share some words. We're going to celebrate her, you know, and we're looking to celebrate a few other people who have been helpers to us inside when we didn't have any helpers. So, yes, that's what we're going to do. February 5th, the Robinson Theater in Richmond, Virginia. Please buy your tickets. Only $15. Look online. You know, information will be on our web, our Facebook pages. But please come on out. You know, we have a few people who promised to come out. We don't want to drop, you know, too many names, but we have people who, you know, were responsible, you know, for helping us get out. You know, and so, you know, we have a slew. We have a one of the best rappers, if you ask me. And I'm not saying this because I know him. He's big.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Lynchburg. He did 26. And when I say he's one of the nicest, and I mean that honestly, he's conscious, you know, but he's also familiar, you know what I mean, with the streets and the turf. So he comes from the heart. He's passionate. We have a young guy named Kamal who just got out 2 months ago, and yet he authored a book before as well a year ago. We have LV7, Ink God, from out of Suffolk, a brother named B that I know personally, used to walk the yard with, used to train with boxing. He has his own music out on, you know, all the platforms, LV7, Ink God, he will perform as well. And we have my man coming through, you know, Troy Tech, who did 27, who was innocent, and he's coming through, you know. So we have a slew of people, and we about it.
Okay.
And I apologize. Give me one more second. I'm sorry. That's my manager calling in. Give me 1 second. I apologize.
Okay. So let me – well, I want to let you get to work, brother. I don't want you getting, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take, we're going to let you go into work, and we're going to say goodnight. And I love you, brother, for definitely all that you are contributing to our community, okay? Because he had his manager calling. So I'm going to try to wait for him to come back, and we're going to, because I know how this is a situation for the young man, and he's trying to, you know, the brother's really working hard, and right now with the situation, and I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we give him the respect and regard to allow him to handle his business, okay? And, you know, so we're going to close out tonight, and I want to personally just thank Brother Khalid Karim for even giving us and honoring us with the time that he's been able to speak with us. I think, you know, it's wonderful to hear all the beautiful things that he's doing. I'm so grateful he invited me to come out and be a speaker at the February the 5th Returning Citizens event. So you guys, you know, come on out. It's in Richmond. And, you know, come on out, and we're going to be out there, to, you know, community united focus. And I'm going to go out there and represent. And, you know, I'm really grateful for all the work that this brother is doing and striving to do. And it's beautiful to see him grabbing a lot of the people that impacted my life while I was in the Sijin, while I was in prison. You know, these are guys that I spent my time with and walked the yard with and, you know, loved and ate with and things of this nature and build with towards positivity. So it's, you know, it's wonderful, and it's going to be a wonderful event to have the opportunity to see all of these beautiful men together doing beautiful things along with these beautiful sisters. As he talked about Miss K, who has always been diligent and striving to help within the decision within the prison system to relinquish what I like to be clear in is that peonage, the slavery system that they have right now impacting our community and incarcerating our men and keeping us bonded with this debt peonage slavery methodology that they're now applying, which please look it up, debt peonage. Look it up because it is the source and the type of slavery implementation that they are now at the moment pushing in our community. Before we close and before you come back, brother. I was just telling you that I want to let you get to what you need to be doing. You have been more than generous to share your time with us in the circumstances that you are, and I want to honor you, brother, and respect what you're doing. Because I don't want to, you know, I know personally what you the difficulties of what you may be going through right now. So, you know, we can always come back, and I plan to come back. And I want to do a power couple interview with you and Ms. Sandra Bone. We will be coming at the December 28th, y'all. We're going to meet this wonderful pillar of strength in this brother's life and who I met. And I'm going to tell you, she's an outstanding person. It's like, you know, they always say, you know, the mind detect mind. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yo, I definitely, you both are people who compliment one another, and it's beautiful to see black love like that. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
You know, it's, yeah, I get a little emotional, you know what I'm saying, because it's like, I know that sacrifice, you know, that
it's
made
it's
for
something.
Us, you know?
Like you say, you know, for those that know her, that may be listening, they already know.
Yeah.
You know, she and I have seen her. I tried to protect her even from her own, I say, generosity. You know what I mean? Because people will, you know, always use, borrow, take without giving back. She got a heart of gold.
Absolutely.
At the same time, you know, I can't tell her not to bless others, you know what I'm saying, the best way she knows how. So that's one of the things I adore about her, man. She literally has a heart of gold, and she wants the best for us, you know, as a people, and not just us, the world in general, but she wants the best for us as a people because she has studied, you know, what we've been through, you know, and what we go through.
Yes.
So she definitely, you know what I'm saying, has a lot to offer and has offered and continues to offer, you know, from her spirit, you know. So, like I say, you know, she's definitely, she's definitely worthy.
Well, we intend to have you both back after I have this individual interview with her. Because, you know, when I found out you two, I was like, oh, my God. I was so – you don't understand how I felt, man. I was like, I wanted so bad to have you both. I would have loved to have you both. You're two amazing people, man. You're two amazing people.
Yes,
I'm so grateful to Allah to have met you both. I share so much of and I'm just being very direct, brother. Your passion, it's like we both have the same heart. And may Allah continue to increase us, you know. And I want to give you love and respect, brother. And I want to let you know that I really thank you for even giving me an opportunity to be a part of a function that will be, I know, something wonderful and beneficial to the people on February the 5th. I thank you for the invitation to speak. You know, it's something that was a gift to me, actually. I didn't even, you know, you just asked me, you know, and I was like, wow. You know, that was an honor to me to be amongst so many distinguished brothers that I know and walk with as you have. And so,
yes, sir.
You know, I want to let you get back to work tonight. I want to thank you, sir. I would love to have you back. I want to have you back on my show, you know,
absolutely.
With your, you know, your your family and we can, you know, indulge it. So I thank you for granting me that opportunity. With that, I pray that Allah, God, you keep you safe. And is there anything you want to leave the people with tonight?
Yes, sir, if I can. You know, honestly, I would like to say thank Allah, God, for, you know, putting me in a position to be seen, you know, as being worth, you know, someone to talk to. I'm humbled by it, and I'm grateful for it. I thank you, you know, your wife. She's in my prayers every day, all day.
Thank you, man.
In your family,
Ameen.
You know, your umi. And, you know, may Allah continue to bless and reward you and your household as well. And I just thank everybody who has helped me. Like I say, Sandra, who reached out to you and brought you to my attention and vice versa. You know, like I say, my cousin, Seanette, you know, because she's a supporter. Brothers Huddle,
okay.
Catchmo Kids, Chanel.
Yeah, Catchmo, man.
There's so many people.
Yes, sir.
And I can't thank everybody, yes, but also the listeners, you know, for those who listen. For those who, you know, have heart, they say, you know, let them feel. For those who have ears, let them hear. And so I thank everybody for tuning into your podcast, you know, and I pray more coming because, you know, like I say, you know, there's no gimmicks, there's no flash, no flair. It's real and it's raw. That's what we need, you know, and real people appreciate that. So I thank you all. Again, I apologize for, you know, the circumstances coming about.
Yes, we owe you an apology for the technical difficulties. We apologize. This is the first show we've had that problem. And I definitely apologize. But, you know, Allah's.
They say it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. That's right.
That's right. And, you know, Allah blessed us. You know, even though we went through, we hung in there and we was patient and we got our reward. You know, was to listen and hear some of them very insightful and very insightful. Very insightful and very sincere talk, brother. And I thank you for being direct and joining us today on Point of Impact tonight. And once again, I love you for the sake of Allah, and I support you in what you're doing, and your wife and your family, what you're doing. And may Allah continue to increase you in the knowledge of His deen and draw Him closer to, you know, draw you closer to Him. And may He increase you in taqwa and fear. And most importantly, may He increase you in the iman, insight that you can lead your family to success in this life as well as the hereafter. Thank you so much, Brother Khalil Karim. And I greet you with assalamu alaikum. And I can't wait to talk to you, you know, outside the show, because we always communicate here and there. And thank you for your companionship, brother. You know?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, all right, so
assalamu alaikum.
We're going to say good night.
You all have a safe
alaikum
and wonderful
assalam.
Night. Yes, sir.
And good luck. So, everybody, we want to say good night. Is there anybody that we got that would like to maybe say one thing in closing? If you called in, if you press 1, you know, we can go ahead and plug you in to get this last word in. Anybody? Jason, we got anybody up there? Or you got
We got callers, but nobody pressing 1 at this time.
Okay, that's cool. All right, well, we're going to say goodnight to everyone because we're going to let the brother get to work doing what he has to do. And most importantly, you know how we close, y'all. Please, time right now to do something that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and to do something that will benefit your family and that will benefit your community. Always take time, reflect upon and ponder upon what Allah God has decreed for you, and look at the greatness of it. The positivity of it. Look at the light that has been posted, even though you're going through trials. Because even in that trial, it's light. Even in that trial, it's strength. Even in that trial, there is for you justice to prevail and come through and be a better person. Yo, you know I love y'all. Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting us tonight. Jay Shaw, I love you, B, for handling and holding down the board, family. We always doing what we do, and we do what we do right. Direct talk, y'all heard it. Point of Impact. Join us again. Okay, we're going to see y'all next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we're going to have a young lady up here. And listen, this young lady, she's tough. She's tough. I enjoy the sister on Facebook. And she's really, really an insightful and enlightening sister. Her name is Bikura. Excuse me. Bikura Walia, Shabazz. So you got to meet the sister. You got to meet her, and we're going to strive to have her on next week. Inshallah, if God, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills us, okay? So please be sure to join us next week, and we'll try to see you then. So please come through. I love you all. Thank you all for supporting me on the Facebook page and observing the live presentation as well as joining us on the audio. All right, everyone be safe. Assalamu alaikum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ash'adu in la illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I love you. Assalamu alaikum. Beautiful show. That was a good show. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's a good show. We definitely put it back.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.